Hello, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 8 Miles High.
Oh, You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. This is 8 miles high.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
So we just heard, most recently, by television, The Dream's Dream. Then we heard, or before that, we heard Dean's Dream by the Dead Milkmen. Before that, we heard Queen with She Makes Me. And before that, Military Gun with Big Disappointment. And Ex-Supermodel by Guided by Voices. And to start it all off, 8 Miles High by Husker Du.
Well, again, you're listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We are here every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. We have a number that you can call. That's different than the request line. This is a different number. It's just a number just for our show. You can call and talk to us live on the air. 412-440-8906. Again, the number is 412-440-8906.
If you have difficulty seeing words on a page, that's no reason to stop reading. Talking Books is a free program of the Library of Congress. When you join, a special cassette player and the talking books you request will be sent to you for free. As soon as you finish a book, simply mail it back. The program and the postage are free. Call toll-free 888-657-READ. A public service message from WRCT and the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped.
Just going to read that number off one more time. 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. We have a theme today. A theme question. That theme question is,
what would be the most surprising scientific discovery imaginable?
What would be the most surprising scientific discovery imaginable? That's the topic for today. We'll let you think about it while we get back to the music, but, yeah, you know, you can call anytime, too. You can call in the middle of music, and we'll just stop the music and, or we'll just put you right over the music and talk over the music.
You can call. Sing along to the music.
You can call and harmonize with the music.
2715, how are we going? Gulfstream 0, pick it up. Set out with 3042, 9000 for 17000. Direct to Abilene.
She was here with me today, walking softly, holding hands, and I thought say she loved me. As we walked, I felt her eyes reaching deeply into mine, and I thought I heard her sigh. She loved. Was she really here today? times I heard her say she loved me.
She loved me.
Was she really here today?
She loved me. She loved me.
Hello, caller. You're on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going tonight? Who do we have here?
Well, I'd first like to know if you can hear me.
We can hear you. I can hear you.
All right. Sounds good. This is Donnie Darko. Calling from Mexican War Street.
How interesting.
Yeah, I'm right by Eat Quick Chicken.
Okay.
Barbecue ribs, cornbread stuffing. They've got the jingle, you know. I guess that's all I have to say. I was thinking about a song. I was wondering if I could hear it.
What is it?
I'd like to hear Mystery by Wipers, but the caveat is it's a 4-track version, so you might have to go to the special version.
Special version. Okay.
Or you know what? If you can't find it, I'll settle for either. For I Am the Rabbit from that movie.
Interesting. Do you have any further insights for us, considering you're the rabbit from that one movie?
Yeah, so all around me are familiar faces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's that.
That's pretty interesting.
What's the one? Also, I stared down that kid that was in therapy.
Yeah.
The therapist was like, "Y'all, you gotta look at the rabbit." And
yeah.
Then I was like, "What's up? I'm the rabbit."
Yeah.
And then he did some crazy stuff. Like he fell asleep or something. I don't remember.
Something like
that. It was
that.
So long ago, you know.
Yeah, you know, and what is time anyway? That's what you taught me. So, what is that on Spotify there, Mr. Darko?
You know what? It might be on YouTube, the 4-track version, but...
How about the album version?
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
I'll
settle for that. But I implore anybody who likes this version to listen to the 4-track version, because it's the exact same thing, but a little more raw and cooler guitar tones. But the point stands, Donnie Darko here saying that both versions rule.
Well, thank you, Donnie. We'll cue that one up for you. Do you have any further words of wisdom to leave us with?
Yes. 8 miles high, I'm in the sky.
Oh, okay. All right. Have a good night, Donnie.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Keep in mind.
caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing okay. To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Twist.
Twist.
Hello, Twist.
Where are you calling from, Twist?
I'm calling from the backside of Mount Oliver.
Oh, we lost you there for a second. You there?
Yeah, you there? You
okay, yeah.
You're on the backside of a mountain? Of a...
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you have bad reception.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, we're just sitting here listening to some music. Is that what you're doing, too?
Yeah. It's tuning in. Great show.
Hey, thanks. We're about to do a little segment, and we wanted you to be a guest music critic for the next few songs. You know, we're required to play some, like, new music. It's part of, you know, the legal stuff here. So we're going to have three songs that we want your opinion on.
Okay.
So those will be coming up here. Have you ever heard of the Hollywood All-Stars?
I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar.
What about a Rosteria? Ever hear of Rosteria? That's coming up.
Okay, I can't say I have.
And then we also have Sue Palmer.
With her song Killer Tiki Boogie.
Wow, yeah, I've never heard of that either.
Yeah, I think it's something that you would like. We'll start off with Killer Tiki Boogie. I think Rosteria might be good. It's kind of slow Sade vibes, it said.
Oh, okay.
We kind of just went off of the covers. The album covers.
Yeah, we're judging an album by its cover with these ones. Okay.
All right, sign me up.
All right, so here's Killer Tiki Boogie by Sue Palmer. Let us know how this one hits you.
All right, Twist, any first thoughts?
Sounds like a cartoon fuckers who is like
cartoon
you on like on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's about how I feel too.
Yeah.
It also reminds me of Dire Straits.
Yeah, okay, yep, I can see that.
I'm excited for the chorus.
This is something you might hear on Maitland's boat on an early hot day.
Yeah, I could see that. It almost sounds like you could drink lean to it.
Yeah, that voice is pretty deep.
It's like Chopped and Screwed Dire Straits.
All right, you're good at this. You're going to have to help us out with this every week, because we got to stay on top of it before we get in trouble.
Twist, while you're listening to this, you should look up the album cover. It's Sue Palmer. The album is In the Green Room.
All right, I think we got the feel for this one, and we've done 2 minutes of it. Okay, so here, this song is called The River by the Hollywood All-Stars.
Feel free to sing along, too.
We're all going around the bend. You gotta do what makes you shiver before your time comes to an end.
Hold on.
You like it?
drink from the silver cup. It kind of reminds me of Christmas shoes.
Christmas?
Oh, I think we got a bit of a feedback loop going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
might be
I'm
a bad idea.
Out of my car. It reminds me of Christmas shoes. The Christmas song about the guy's mom dying.
Is that the one that says, "Where are you, Christmas?" Because that's what
something
I was thinking
like that.
At first.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, we know we're...
beginning kind of made me think of Goodbye to Romance.
Oh, yeah,
songs,
yeah, 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 I hear
that.
That
song's
for sure.
Good and this song's bad.
Oh, so you don't like this?
It's not, you know, I'm not a big piano ballad guy.
Mm. Okay. Well, sorry then. We thought this would be right up your alley.
It's all good. It's all
good. I wonder who makes up the Hollywood All-Stars.
We'll have to think of a way to do this without the classic caller, turn down your radio.
Yeah, we might need to feed
the audio
to
them. I'm doing that now.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's, you know, kind of an impromptu idea. Okay, well,
yeah,
I
think I can kind of work it, you know?
All right, well, we appreciate that.
I think we got the gist of this one.
Yeah, we're on to the next one.
All right, we're going to pause this one. Next up, we have Rosteria, their song, Ser Feliz. Here it is. Siempre riendo, sonriendo, siempre riendo.
Como niña tenía pesadillas, moría bajo el pelo. Well, my brother says that the Sue Palmer song sounded like Leonard Cohen doing the Monster Mash.
I can see that.
This one's kind of nice.
Yeah, I like the bass.
Yeah, I don't know enough of this kind of music to really... I don't have like a discerning taste on this, but I mean, it's artful, you know? Something I probably put on every day, but you know...
Yeah, definitely the best of the bunch. I mean, she beat out the Hollywood All-Stars.
And Sue Palmer.
Miss Palmer.
Kind of dubby. I can appreciate that.
Well, while the song is playing, caller, we had a topic for today.
Oh, yeah.
The topic was, what would be the most surprising scientific discovery imaginable? You got anything for that?
I mean, if time travel was discovered to be true, that'd be pretty surprising, I guess.
That would...
But it would probably destroy the world.
Well, we could just go back and...
Fix it.
And eliminate time travel.
I mean, some ancient aliens... people think that aliens are just humans from like a million years in the future, so there's kind of angle, so maybe they did go back and like with shit. I don't really believe that, but it's a fun theory, you know.
Yeah,
if you could go back in time in the last, let's say, 22 years, is there anything that you would change in the past 22 years? If you could go back in time and change anything
I
in
the
past
the
22 years,
is
it's 2023.
Changing,
it's 2023
changing
now.
Changing anything just in the last 22 years, 23 years.
Yeah.
All the horrors of the world has been a billion dominoes have fallen for us to be here where we are.
So you gotta pinpoint the first domino.
Early. I mean, the first domino is like probably when we learn how to store grain, you know?
And that was like 27, 28 years.
And started settling in cities, you know?
Yeah.
But, interesting.
I mean, I guess maybe I'd try to stop 9/11. I don't know.
There we go.
You got it.
That was the right
That's
answer.
That's today's theme.
Yep.
Okay, good.
If you could go back to any old Tuesday morning...
Remember, I thought Rosie O'Donnell died.
Like, on that day?
Yeah, because I was old, my mom...
Oh, wait, you're breaking
sad.
Up. Say that again.
My mom was really sad on that day, and and I knew something bad had happened in New York, and I thought it was that Rosie O'Donnell had died.
You cut up a little bit, but what I'm getting is, I think we get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I gotta get going, but it's fun calling in. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks
Twist
for calling.
We appreciate your help with the reviews of our bin cuts.
Oh, thank you. Well, keep up the good work.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
If you're not doing anything Friday, That Guy's Band has their album release show at Bottle Rocket Social Hall. It's Friday, June 16th. If you can't get a ticket to Taylor Swift, you could go to that. It'll be a fun time. That's just... We don't really know who that was, but I'm just assuming...
That he has a show Friday at Bottle Rocket.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Well, what else we got? We need some promos.
The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists, Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 11. Only on WRCT. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil, from Ipanema to the world. Represents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles.
All right, we already started it, but we're into our punk rock block, so enjoy that. Hopefully, you like it more than Twisty liked Sue Palmer.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. She's the one.
cell phone, who will I match with? Show me a suitable name. Easy access, one touch buttons, find me a Friday night day. The future is here, the future is here. The future is here, the future is here. All right, boomer, you're out of touch, can't you see that your hair turned blue? Forget the past, cheers to the future, and all.